FreeTalkLive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Once again, 855-450-3733. Still to come here tonight, we get some ridiculous news. There's so much crazy cop stories, Mark, that you told me about during the break. I'm not sure where we're going to start, but pick one. We'll get to it here in a bit. But we're going to go to your phone calls first. We've got Justin on the line in Northport, Florida. Justin, you're watching via the cam at cam.freetalklive.com. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, so I was calling about intellectual property tonight.
Okay.
I guess the company I work for, they've recently hired a new lawyer, and he's kind of on a patent spree. And it frustrates me a little because, well, first of all, I used to really love patents. As a budding engineer, I always thought one day I'll have that one patent that makes me rich. I'll never have to work again.
Mm.
But unfortunately, I listened to you guys long enough that I've given up on that idea. So
that must be tough to get over. I wouldn't want to get over that idea.
It's a nice dream.
What was that?
I said it's a nice dream to have. I mean, who doesn't want that?
Everybody wants to be rich.
Yeah, I thought it would be nice, but then I realized it just wasn't really the right way to go about it, and that ideas should be free. And so some of the things they're trying to patent at work are just, some of them are just absolutely ridiculous things. Just,
like what?
We have, I don't know how much I can talk about, but basically, we have this station that we take to trade shows so that we can do some of our manufacturing. One of our manufacturing processes we can do in this booth.
Okay.
And they want to patent the enclosure to it. It's literally a box with wheels.
Wow.
And they're trying to patent the enclosure to it.
Now, the weird thing about this is, like, the people that spend time and effort on patents, why wouldn't you just spend the time and effort getting ready for the trade show? Why wouldn't you spend time and effort, you know, booking the next trade show? Or, you know, why not save the money you're spending on patent attorneys to try to protect the box in which your trade show is held? Why not just spend that money somewhere else? Or better yet, put it away into savings? I mean, are you really so concerned that somebody's going to borrow your idea for a wrapping or whatever for your trade show booth?
It's probably just a way of life for some people. It's an MO and it's not something they think about a lot.
Oh, we just got patent this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was recently in a meeting for some new things that we're working on, and one of the things that everyone goes to immediately is, how can we patent this? But, you know, the real kicker is that the product we make is a fairly simple product. It's ripped off by 100 different companies.
Mm-hmm.
It's not patented because we've been making it too long, and we're still the leader in the marketplace.
How about that?
So
when did
I was
the patent
talking
expire, do you know?
Well, the company's been around since the 40s.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, you guys might know who we are. I don't really want to say the name, but we make cups. We're in Southwest Florida.
Gotcha.
I know what that is.
Were the founders named Davis and Carter?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, anybody who has Google probably figured this one out. That's neat.
I've been pretty fair.
I used to go to school by that place. That's interesting. All right, small world. Thanks for sharing that tonight. And what can you do, right? I mean, patents
exist. I have one more question if you've got time.
Yeah.
Do you think it's right to get a defensive patent?
Yes.
What do you mean, do you think it's right? Wait, Mark, what do you mean by yes? I'm confused.
Okay, so a defensive patent is essentially this. You know, what I was attempting to do at one point or another with Free Talk Live, you talked me out of it because of one thing, and I'll explain what it was. And it's not a patent. In this case, the intellectual property would be more like copyright or trademark or whatever. is that, you know, if, for instance, you know, we copyrighted Free Talk Live and the intellectual property that is that, in order to prevent somebody else from copywriting it and then taking it away from us, is the idea behind it, is you patent it in order that it cannot be taken from you. You will not aggressively pursue anybody who gets the patent, but I think that it's fine to put a patent on your idea, and that way you prevent other people from stealing your idea from you.
How much can one of these sorts of things cost?
Oh, there can be, you know, I mean, basically, I think you can do all kinds of different things. I'd look on the internet for advice in that area. LegalZoom.com will certainly make it relatively easy for you.
I assume it would be different for whatever the different kind of thing you were trying to patent would be. Am I right or wrong about that? Justin, do you know?
I have no idea how much it costs. Luckily, the legal department handles that.
I am confused, Mark. I have had a lot of intellectual property-based conversations with you over the years, and certainly we've had a number of callers, including Stephen Kinsella. You never supported patents before.
Stephen Kinsella supports defensive patents. So a defensive patent is, and let me re-explain, because I know you were looking at the computer, because the Free State Project has reached 13,000. And what a defensive patent is it protects your idea from being taken from you. Do you understand the
difference?
That's
why people get patents.
No, they don't. They get patents so they can go after people who have come up with an idea or who use their idea.
A lot of people get patents because they don't want someone to steal their idea.
Stealing, in their mind, is different. Now, what I'm saying is okay, so you build a special hammer that will wipe sweat away from your brow.
Okay.
And I say, well, that's a really great idea. And then I put the patent in on it. Then you decide you're going to manufacture this special hammer. I say, whoa, 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 whoa. That's my special hammer. I patented it.
Why would you support that?
No, you're the guy.
I can't believe it. I mean, how in the world
you're the guy in this situation
the smart school end up in the show?
You're the guy in this situation who doesn't have the patent.
Right, right. So you're saying you should get
that from happening.
You should have a patent to protect yourself from some
I see. So pick up the gun, use the violence, the violent
no
monopoly
violence
of the state to stop other people from innovating.
What
is
violence?
What you're saying, right?
What violence have you committed?
Another part of this defensive patent is that Mark explained was you're only getting it to protect yourself, and you never use it against anyone else.
Yep.
Anybody who wants to copy your idea is free to do so.
I see. So you're
like
just saying
a lock on a door.
That way they can't get the patent.
And shut you out of the thing that you invented.
Hmm. I see what you're saying. All right, Justin, you said you had some other thoughts?
Oh, well, I think that was pretty much it, but I'm not sure how I feel about patents in the area of there are some new processes that we're working on that our company has spent a lot of money to develop. And now that we've done the development work on it, it would be pretty easy for other people to take it and use it against us.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
And I'm a little torn on this issue because on one hand, you know, we've spent all the money to develop it. But on the other hand, I believe in free ideas.
Well, as you pointed out earlier, your company has led the marketplace in tumblers and
insulated cups
with little embroidered patches inside them. Anyway, it's a neat product. It's a cool product. But they've
got one in my house.
They've led the market for a long time, and they haven't had a patent for many, many years, and they're still on top. And so, really, without patents, and so Mark, I guess what was confusing me is that it sounded like you were advocating for patents. You're only saying under the current system, the defensive patent makes business sense.
Yes.
But you wouldn't support continuing patents. Like if you could press a button tomorrow and get rid of patents, you would do it, right?
Absolutely.
Right. Okay. So if there were no patents, yeah, there's always that risk that somebody's going to borrow the ideas and then market it more effectively or manufacture it more efficiently or whatever, you know, do it better somehow. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you'll lose out, because being first to marketplace is a huge advantage. Being the first company to bring a product to market and to, you know, obviously if it's a good product, is worth a lot. In the mindset of the people who are out there buying. And so Dr. Mary Ruart talks about this. I don't know if it's in her book, but maybe in one of her short answers to tough libertarian questions. She talks about how her experience in the medicine field showed her that when there was no patenting process, companies were still able to dominate by being first to market with a good product and distributed effectively. So it would just be a risk that businesses would take. It would be a cost of doing business. And I thank you for the call. Justin, appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything that you want. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hi, is this Steve Bostick, president of Right Size Smoothies?
Yes, are you calling about the free 2-week trial?
Well, so I already got the free trial. In fact, I've lost a ton of weight with your smoothies.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. I can't stop losing weight, but I don't want to stop drinking your smoothies. I love them.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only drink one smoothie a day. That way you won't cut as many calories. And if you ever need to lose weight again, you can always drink more smoothies.
With delicious right-size smoothies, you'll love losing weight. So to get you started, we're offering anyone who calls today a free 2-week trial of our powerful weight loss smoothies. You can even get free shipping. Call 1-800-398-9336. Try right-size smoothies free for 2 full weeks, and we'll also send you our best-selling blender bottle absolutely free. Call 1-800-398-9336. Ask how you can even get free shipping. That's 1-800-398-9336. 1-800-398-9336.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 16th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1743.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1786.63, $893.32 for a half ounce, or $446.66 for a quarter ounce. That's $1786.63, $893.32, and $446.66.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll free, 855-453. SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Hey, Mark, what's SACL CAI anyway? Why do they sponsor our phone lines?
because Jason Osborne of SACL CAI, one of the principals over there, is a big supporter of Liberty, understands that Free Talk Live is the very best way, at least replicable way, to reach people who may not have ever heard the ideas of Liberty. We're out on more than 110 radio stations across the country, and bringing the ideas of Liberty to the people is important. And as we can see with the Ron Paul revolution and how powerful it was, Free Talk Live, to some extent, fertilized the ground in order to make the Ron Paul revolution possible. And you can support SACL CAI, who supports us, by going over there and checking out their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. And I think Jason Osborne would endorse the idea of moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Mark, you touched on it in the last segment. The counter has crossed the 13,000 signer threshold.
It's exciting, isn't it? I mean, it's always
so.
It's always exciting to cross these things and get zero. And people like zeros. Zeros are significant numbers.
Yeah.
And obviously 12,742 was just as many more. Each one is just one on top of another. But it's nice to see it at 13,000.
It's great news, and it was it was slow going for a while. It seems like it's picking up.
I absolutely agree.
After the Free State Project reached 5,000 members, there was a vote. So there were 10 candidate states at that point that could have been chosen. The first 5,000 members were invited to vote on which state would be the destination for the Free State Project. New Hampshire won overwhelmingly. It was very decided. And then everything slowed down. And I mean, big time slowed down. And it's been kind of, it seems like it's been picking up. It seems like it has. I don't know why. Maybe it's that the government's bigger than it's ever been, and
yes.
The worse things get, the more people start thinking about what they're willing to do for freedom. Who knows what the reasons, the rationale are? And
because more people hear about the ideas of liberty, and as more people hear about the ideas of liberty, more people come to the conclusion that they're not going to be, they can't solve that particular problem themselves. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I hope that we continue to see acceleration as we reach the 20,000 number, like that it comes sooner than we think.
So how much does that number go up a month? Do you guys watch it? I never watch the number.
I don't pay close enough attention to it on a monthly basis.
I'm only talking about it from a standpoint of, sort of feeling how it feels. It seems like it's been going up.
But, and my next question is, Ian, do you remember what the number was about around the time they selected New Hampshire? Was it 10,000, 8,000?
No. It was 5,000. So 5,000. When they reached 5,000, there was a vote. And it didn't take very long to have that vote, so it would have been still around 5,000, I would think.
Okay.
At that time.
I'd say that it's getting a little more steep, but the signups aren't particularly steep.
Are you looking at charts? Do they have those updated? Because for a while, the Free State Project's just a volunteer organization. The numbers get updated when some volunteer gets around to updating
them.
They're
updated. Yes, they are.
Okay, so you're saying a slight uptick, but not really.
I'd say the steep is what I'm saying.
Oh, steep.
Steep.
I'm sorry.
They're getting more steep.
Okay,
not,
good.
Uptick. There's a couple of upticks that I would, one of which I would certainly apply to Free State Now.
That's your program.
My project, which is.
You've given up on, apparently.
It's somewhat dormant. Look, man, I mean, only got so much time in a day.
Sure.
If it paid, I'd do it.
But it's a shame, there's always that question, well, why can't everybody just go and find one more member?
Be awesome.
How hard is that? I guess it's pretty hard. I don't, it's not
just
easy
sign
to,
up your dog.
It's not easy to get, that would, I'll be honest, it's not easy to get people to commit to uprooting their lives. I was mentioning on the Ron Paul forums.
If people that have signed up would just go get their wife or husband or whomever it is, their significant other signed up, then we'd be over the top. Because a lot of people are out there that just say, oh yeah, I thought that was a good idea. And I said, sure, yeah, that's a good idea. They haven't even signed up their spouse.
Yeah, good point. Although I don't know if all of the people that are members are married and or have a significant other, but a number of them do.
We're at 13,000. I don't need everybody to be married.
So anyway, go to freestateproject.org, and we're almost hitting, there's almost 1,100 people in New Hampshire, so it's 1,097 people who are already in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, so it'll be another threshold to cross soon. Let's go to Jordan. He's listening in Indy to WXNT. Hey, Jordan.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I just wanted to say first off that, you know, I'm a pretty big, you know, freedom guy, and I consider myself to be a libertarian conservative. However, when it comes to patents, I'm willing to tolerate a little bit less freedom in the area for the sake of fairness and intellectual property rights. And just to expand on my point, if you made it so that way patents weren't possible, then people that were creative and inventive would have less incentive to bring their idea to the market because they have to stop and think, wait a minute, what's the odds of me being able to pull this off? Can I bring the capital together to do it while I be the leader of the pack? If I won't, then they're forced to have to sell their idea and get chump change compared to what they could have gotten if they would have had more breathing room.
So this is the normal thing to say, and this was my position at one point. How much reading have you done on this? On this, the idea of you know, being able to share ideas and things like that.
No actual reading, just life experience.
Okay. Now, for one, I'd like to recommend Stephen Kinsella, spelled with a K, Kinsella's work on this area. And I think that, you know, you sound like a smart guy who wants to hear, like, intellectual papers on this. And this guy has got what you want, and he's going to explain it to you. But I'm going to do my very best to address the issues that you say. So your concern is that, you know, people are not going to be rewarded, or creative people are not going to be rewarded for their work.
Innovators aren't going to innovate.
And that, you know, that in that region, without patents and that kind of thing, that the little guy isn't going to be able to bring his product to market because the big guy will take him over. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, the little guy.
Okay. Wait.
Property owner of the idea, then basically he's forced to have to find an alternate method of bringing it to market, which would
be
to sell his
idea. I get it. That's right.
To somebody who's already established.
Can you explain to me when this is not happening today?
Because if you try to do it alone without the patent,
yeah, you're feeding yourself. You've already been through that.
Competing with those people. Once those other people realized what he was doing,
Jordan, yeah. We got you, man. Okay. You're repeating yourself. So Mark wanted to go on with it.
Right. So is that happening today? Can you tell me the little guy who brought his stuff to market through the patent process? So you don't have any examples.
Honestly, I don't really know the status of patents these days.
Well, I'm just trying to explain to you that already happens today.
You mean the takeover of the little guy?
The little guy has to sell his stuff to the big guy, and the fact is that the patent troll attorneys out there will crush you if you're a little guy anyway, and the you know, many of these companies that offer patents and protection to inventors make it very difficult for the little guy to, you know, manage to bring his stuff to market. So this magic idea that the little guy is somehow going to be able to use patents in order to get wealthy may not be occurring under this patent system.
More coming up, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water, but do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on a planet.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. 2 months after taking RNA drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you in studio here, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
1-855-453. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And if you have bitcoins and you would like to contribute some to Free Talk Live, you may do that via our tip jar over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. And on that page, you'll also find a couple of links to useful Bitcoin websites like weusecoins.org and bitinstant.com. Because if you don't have Bitcoins yet, you need to have some way of acquiring them. And BitInstant can help you with that.
They've got more than a million locations in more than 30 countries, and that makes it easy for you to get bitcoins. They will, you know, all you have to do is go to bitinstant.com, get a deposit number for the location that you select that's near you, and there's one relatively near you, and you're going to go there and make your deposit. I prefer banks because I think the commissions are a little lower and the anonymity is better, but, you know, you can pick. They've got 7-Elevens and Walmarts and any MoneyGram location, CVS, these kind of things. And it makes it easy on you. It's bitinstant.com.
So our caller had dropped off the line during the break there, and I thought that we should continue the conversation, regardless of whether or not he stayed on, about patents. And the suggestion being that, well, you've got to have patents to make sure that innovators, little inventor folks, can go ahead and come up with a world-changing idea. They can protect it from being stolen, so-called, from by other companies. and thereby make, you know, millions of dollars and make the world a better place. Because if we don't allow them to protect their ideas, then they won't be rewarded for the work that they've done, and so therefore they won't have the incentive to do the work in the first place, and so therefore the world will not have good things.
But the inventor,
as many of them.
The inventor has played, there's a big difference between the inventor having an idea in his mind and 100,000 units of this idea
in existence in a warehouse someplace.
Yeah. And the inventor has only played one part of the 100,000 units scenario. So it's not right for him to be able to just put the brakes on the whole thing and say, I'm not ready yet.
Well, you know,
what he could do is being, you know, first to market or having the idea. He can do his best to quietly spin up production of this thing and control the market from start to finish. I think that's probably the ideal. It's probably kind of impossible, but you can make a boatload of money without the patent system.
So I used to be a pro intellectual property kind of guy, and I understand. What was the caller's name?
I don't know.
Okay, the caller called in.
We don't have a list of that that goes back.
We just probably should do something about that. Anyway, I get where he's coming from, and I'm not here to say, you're bad, wrong, and dumb. No. I think you need to think about this a little more, and here's some ideas. The fact is that there are no patents in clothing.
Or perfumes, from what I understand.
Perfumes. Do people make money being first to market in clothing and perfume? Absolutely they do.
Do people make an insane amount of money in a lot of cases?
Absolutely.
With brand name clothing and that sort of thing?
Absolutely. Now, you know, I mean, when a great designer comes out with some great clothes, then, you know, you can believe that the other big companies come along and knock them off.
They're
real quick.
Ape it. Yep.
You know, you make this $2,000 little black dress and you walk it down the aisles and all those other things. Fine. You make a lot of money doing it. But next year, Dillard's is going to have it.
For 200.
And then, you know, in a few months, then Marshall's is going to have it for 20. And, you know, or one of these, TG Maxx or whatever these places. So, yeah, somehow or another, they make it in the fashion industry without intellectual property laws at all. None.
Right.
Zero. Zip. Zilch. All you've got there is your name brand. And your name brand is a different thing entirely. If I make a red can of bubbly soda and write in white letters Coca-Cola across it, I am lying to a customer. And that's fraud, and that is a crime. However, when you're talking about just somebody coming up, that bubbly brown soda tastes just a little too close to my bubbly brown soda, and look, there's red on the can, they're violating my rules. So you get mired in this area. Mm-hmm. And what he said was, I'm willing to take a little less freedom in this area in order to propagate innovation. Now,
right.
I don't think there is much, if any, extra innovation that goes around intellectual property. And if one is going to make that statement, one needs to be able to back that statement up. So, like, you need to prove to me there is innovation, because I believe that there isn't at this point. I've looked at it, and I think intellectual property actually stagnates innovation on the grand scale.
Why?
Why? Because people that get patents then want to use them. Then they sit on the patents, mm-hmm. and they're not interested in being first to market on the next product. Also, they'll take a patent, they'll design something slightly different, and then come out with it and have it for another 17 years.
Mm.
Also, when you're talking about these ideas, intellectual property are secrets, right? They're secrets that you want to share and then not let other people make a profit from. Now, if you want to keep intellectual property, that's fine, but you need to protect it. It needs to be your responsibility. We don't need, if the one argument you have for government, for bigger government, is intellectual property, I don't think that that argument's worth it. I mean, you know, everybody in the world says, oh, yeah, I want small government, except in this area. And if you're an intellectual property advocate, you're really just small government, except just one area. And that one area, when everybody gets their one area, when everybody compromises and they get their small government except that one area, we have a giant government. And so you can't be for small government except. It just doesn't work. It's not a system that works. So if you want intellectual property, fine. You need to protect your intellectual property. And I get that
Protected on your own, you mean, through market-based mechanisms.
There's all kinds of them out
secrecy,
there.
Secrecy, you know, non-disclosure agreements, things like that.
If you tell me the area that you're interested in protecting intellectual property, I've probably thought about this already and come up with at least a way or two that you can protect intellectual property in that area. And you can still provide your services to your customers. It's possible to set things up through contracts and that kind of thing, you know, the way you distribute your product to your customers and protect your intellectual property, if your intellectual property is that good. But to just blanket give the lawyers this, you know, this heyday to be able to make a whole bunch of money and take the money, honestly, this is intellectual property takes money from the inventor.
And it takes money from the companies, too, like these companies, that the budgets for the legal department, the budgets for the patenting process and all the legal stuff that surrounds that and all the attorneys that you have to have and whatever, you know, the bigger
the
project.
It's a huge inefficiency in the marketplace.
Yeah. It's money that could be spent on more research, for instance. It could be spent in other areas of your business. And you take the amount of money that's spent on filing for and protecting and aggressing against others who are allegedly violating patents. You take all that time, all that effort, all that money, and you focus it on something productive. That would be a whole lot better for the economy. Like, the economy would be better off in general if we didn't have a bunch of people and a bunch of lawyers running around dealing with patents and trying to protect everything. If I was trying to protect, like these radio shows out there trying to hold on to their programs, trying to keep them keep them to their vest.
We saw this at Talkers Magazine. One of the guys was up there, and he's sort of an old radio guy, and he was saying, I just don't understand these people giving away their talk shows for free. I mean, we've got unique intellectual property here, and we're just giving it away. You know, you got to make your customers pay to listen.
Right. Lock it down.
And Free Talk Live, we don't make people pay to listen. We give the last 6 years away. Think about it.
This was part of somebody's presentation.
Yeah. It was the opening speaker, I think.
I think he might have. Maybe. I don't think so. I don't think it was the opening speaker, but he might have been.
Yeah.
Anyway, if we managed to make a living doing this thing without holding on to the intellectual property. Who knows if anybody would have even bought it if we did? Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know.
I have no compunctions regarding intellectual property and decisions based on that about downloading a movie or something, because I know that the intellectual property legal environment is just a muddled mess that has nothing to do with right or wrong. But free people operating in a free market would be able to put a brake on me and make me think about my actions more. I'm convinced of it.
855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number here. I'd like to know why you're convinced of that so we can get more into intellectual property. Or you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Got some outrageous police stories on the way. Plus, a man is going to prison for drawings. We'll explain to you what that's all about. You might be able to guess. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-7106. That's 1-800-945-7106. 1-800-945-7106. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff, from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. Once again, freetalklive.com. Archives are there. They go way back, all the way to late 2006. You can just click and download, and they're yours. Freetalklive.com. Right at the top of the page, there's the last 7 days' worth. And then if you want to go back for years, you can click over to SoundCloud. If you look on the left-hand side of freetalklive.com, it's the link to SoundCloud is underneath Listen and Share. You'll find that. Also, you can just go straight to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. And by the way, that's where you can download the Ron Paul, or just listen to it on the webpage. You can listen to or download the Ron Paul interview, Mark, that you performed on Friday, which we've been looking forward to for about 4 years. And it was great to finally have Ron back on Free Talk Live. We had to specially record that interview due to it not being able to be live during the show. Obviously, we would have preferred to bring him on live, but you know, he's Ron Paul. You take him when he can you know, be there.
And we'd, you know, play portions on the air, except I recorded it at a very low bit rate.
Yeah, you made a mistake, but, you know, what can you do? Things like that happen. But it seems like maybe we're back in
good graces. It was a red-eye flight.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, so we were pretty tired. But it seems like we're back in good with the Ron Paul people at this point. His campaign handling staff folk are communicating with us, so that's good.
Goodness.
Yeah. So maybe we'll have him on in the future. I encourage them that if Ron Paul has something that he wants to promote, they should get in touch with us, because we could help with that. Any excuse to get Ron Paul in the air. People love that guy. And Ron Paul loves the Free State Project. The Free State Project just crossed 13,000 signers, which is great news. There's so much going on. But we've been talking about intellectual property. And Johnny Ray, right before the break, you made a statement, and I'm going to do a terrible job of paraphrasing it, so feel free to clarify for me. But the statement was something to the effect of that, you know, you don't think intellectual property is a good idea at all. We should get rid of patents. We should get rid of, you know, copyrights and all that. You said that, you know, it's not even a concern of yours whether you're downloading a movie or a music. You don't really even think about it. And you feel like there are ways in the free marketplace, if we had one, which we don't, but if we had a free market, that there are ways for those content providers to ensure that you would support them?
Yeah. I was supposed to develop this idea a little bit over the break, but I sort of stared off into space.
Do it on the spot, then.
I have no compunctions against doing lots of things that are illegal with other people's intellectual property.
Mm-hmm.
Taking music, playing someone else's music, pirating music, I should say, playing it for someone else, the same with other kinds of art. And the government is, for the most part, powerless to stop me. They can make examples out of people, which they do, and they can
every
create a chilling effect.
But I don't think it's been chilled very much.
I don't think it's been chilled much at all. I mean, when I was a kid, I was making tapes off the radio, you know, had a little boom box, making tapes off the radio, talking over it like an announcer.
Did you ever dub the VHS tapes when you were a kid?
I don't know. I didn't really know how to do that, no.
Yeah, my dad figured out how to do that. They had copy protection on there, but there were certain, like, VHS decks that you could get. I don't know how you did it, but there were certain VHS players you could get that would somehow ignore the copy protection.
And I think there's no problem with putting copy protection on your stuff. No problem at all.
Yep.
I don't have, you know, as far as I'm concerned, put whatever copy protection you want
on
there.
But no one should go to jail for circumventing it.
At $60,000 for, you know, per song, that's in
the
some
fine.
Cases. That, well, yeah, what courts have fined these people for. In what fair court does somebody have to compensate somebody else for a $1 song, $60,000?
They're trying to send a message,
that's
right?
That's what they're trying to do. But that doesn't mean, sending a message doesn't mean a fair, you know, a fair sentence for the person who got caught.
Putting copyright protection devices on your product often is just a bad business decision because it makes it less enjoyable for the person.
Sometimes, yeah.
I remember the old video games had a lot of great great methods for doing that. Sometimes the game would ask you to turn to page 27 of the manual.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
Type in the fifth word. Some of the D&D games had these wheels, these cardboard wheels.
Yep, you'd have to match up,
icons
and things like that.
And put in the secret code from your decoder.
Yeah, I remember that stuff. That's right. They don't really do that anymore, do they?
Well, no, they don't. They don't. And I think it's partly because that wasn't really fun. It was
right. You want to play the damn game.
The thing was kind of fun the first time, but no, it takes away from the enjoyment of the thing. So
right.
they sell less because they're trying to protect people from stealing from them, and it's a bad business decision. What I was saying in the last segment was simply that I have more confidence in the free market and free people in everything. So if free people are trying to protect their idea and exploit it to the fullest, I think they're going to do a better job against me because the tools are going to be there for them, be it ostracism or any of a number of other things, and they'll be more successful against my depredations than the laws that we currently have.
Let's be more real. I mean, come on, let's be realistic. Nobody's going to be ostracized in any significant manner over downloading music. I mean, it's not even realistic to believe that that's possible, considering how widespread the act is.
I think it's possible.
How many people under the age of 40 haven't downloaded music at some point?
The thing is you can
or a movie.
You get music basically free. I mean, we're used to getting music free by listening
the
to the radio, and listening to it on television and these kind of things.
Yep.
And the idea that you can go to YouTube and listen to the official song or whatever there and see the words flash up in front of you and somehow that's okay, I guess. I don't know. Whereas you can't download it and take it with you on your MP3 player. That's nutty stuff. I get why musicians would not want to have their song played by another musician on stage or whatever, but, I mean, you're still the originator of the song, and people are going to want to hear that.
Imitation's the sincerest form of flattery.
Let's point out here that, I mean, the national anthem of the United States is a British drinking song. America the Beautiful is played off of God Save the Queen. I mean, somehow or another, these songs are in and of themselves perfect and unique, but they're, you know, total intellectual property ripoffs.
Yeah, I mean, Weird Al shouldn't have to ask permission before using the tune of somebody else's song to write some funny lyrics to. But he does, because otherwise they're going to come after him hardcore.
And Ice Baby, the song by
Vanilla Ice.
You know, it was a great song, and it clearly, obviously ripped off that Queen bass line.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed pretty obvious to me, too. But it was a great song. I mean, I didn't, at the time, I wasn't into it or anything like that. But, you know, I listened to it, and I can see why that was pretty cool.
Ice Baby was so awesome when it first came out.
Well, yeah, like, you're the right age.
It's still a great song.
It's a good-feeling song. If you were to have a convertible and, you know, play that song in there, you'd feel really good while doing that. I had a convertible, and I don't think I ever played Ice Baby in it, but that's fine.
I don't know if I agree with the premise, Johnny Ray, that
ostracism,
folks are going to ostracize
you for
downloading a movie. I think that the realistic answer to, well, what about those folks? What about the freeloaders? What about them? They're stealing. But the businesses that don't like this, they'll say, we've lost billions of dollars because of these freeloaders. Of course, they have no way of proving that the people who have so-called freeloaded would have purchased the product otherwise. They can't prove that.
Right.
In fact, what you can prove is that people who download music and movies and games and software, there are a number of them who are using it for evaluation purposes to see if they actually like it, to where they know they're not stupid. They know that if enough people don't buy this product, that it won't be made again. That, so, for instance, you know, a good movie usually has a sequel.
Sure.
You know, if it's successful enough, unless it was written for the purpose of being a single one-off film, it will likely have a sequel. And if it doesn't make enough money, it won't.
Why would you spend all the time figuring out how to download a movie and doing this thing when you could get Amazon Prime or Netflix or whatever for $7 a month? I mean, they make it so much easier for you.
Sometimes it's not available necessarily in the way that you might want to consume it. So maybe not. Let's not just look at movies here, but television shows, for instance. The Walking Dead is a very popular series. I have watched the series of The Walking Dead, or Dexter, for instance. Dexter's probably my favorite.
Okay.
So Dexter, one of the best TV shows I've ever seen. I'm not a big TV watcher. I certainly don't have cable. I've never had cable as an adult. Ever since I got out of my parents' house, I have not had cable. I've had cable modem, but
or
not cable television.
Or anything.
Yeah, no satellite dish or anything like that. And I have never paid for cable, and therefore I've certainly never paid for Showtime, which is the only way that you can watch Dexter.
Okay.
And so I have downloaded every episode of Dexter. I mean, that's just what I've done. And as a result, I saw the show, I've liked the show, I've purchased it on Blu-ray. So I understand.
Yeah. I mean, how is that stealing?
It's not.
I mean, it's somebody who wants to watch this stuff, and they're consuming it in the way they want to watch
it. And I've talked about Dexter because I enjoy the show, and I've talked about it on the air on a radio show. But even if I didn't have a radio show, I would still be talking about it on Facebook. I would be recommending it to other friends. And had I never seen Dexter because, oh, well, it's on Showtime, and you can't see that, or intellectual property, or I'm afraid, or whatever, had I never seen Dexter, I'd just be wondering what all the hype was about.
Yeah, well, I've seen little bits of it, and I'm still wondering what the hype's about.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So that's another thing, that there's a lot of people that are downloading music and movies, evaluating the product, and then deciding, you know, I like that, that was good, I'm going to buy that, or I'll buy some for my friends, that sort of thing. More coming up, Hour 3's next, Free Talk Live.
Got vampires, zombies ruining the neighborhood. From weapons expert Larry Correa, a new installment in the New York Times best-selling Monster Hunter series, Monster Hunter Legion. Publishers Weekly says, this lighthearted testosterone sub-sequel to 2009's Monster Hunter International will delight fans of action horror with elaborate weaponry, hand-to-hand combat, disgusting monsters, and an endless stream of blood and body parts. Monster Hunter Legion, on sale now wherever books are sold.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the Ultimate Enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the Ultimate Enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.